This is Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The state's first case of West Nile virus has been confirmed in a horse in Larimer County. Dr. Nick Striegel at the state veterinarian's office tells Colorado Ag Today this is the time of year when cases of West Nile turn up, but it is usually preventable with vaccinations.
As the incidence of West Nile virus infections in horses has gone down, then what actually also goes down at the same time is the number of horses that are vaccinated. So it sets up a situation where there's more susceptible horses. And it's something that you don't want your horse to get because it can cause neurological clinical signs. They can be persistent for the rest of their lives, or sometimes they can be severe enough where they have to be euthanized.
Because it is transmitted by mosquitoes, Dr. Striegel stressed the importance of good insect control.
What you do to limit mosquitoes to protect yourself is the same thing for horses, to limit that standing water and also to use some good insect repellents for the horses. And I guess if there's one more thing, is that it also points to the fact that people need to protect themselves. It's a public health concern, too.
12 cases of equine West Nile virus were reported in Colorado last year. To learn more about preventing its spread, go to fightthebite.com.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.